So our next session is in relation to the risk management, so effective risk management, where we're going to have a tee-up on the risks facing the foundation, and then we are going to go into our breakout groups again, or different breakout groups, to consider the specific questions. So this is going to be covered by Lee and I should remember how to pronounce
Miriam.
Miriam's here today.
Is she here?
Yep. Yeah.
Where is she?
Just there.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Miriam. In relation to just covering off in terms of the briefing, and then we, as I said, the opportunity for us to provide advice to the foundation, utilising our considerable experience in the risk management space. So it's taking off your accounting hat, please, and putting on the hat that you have when you think about risk management in your own organisations. So that's the key for this session. So, as I say, I don't want to see any accountants coming out of you, just risk management coming out of you, please. But it does clearly, I think, link to the session that we had at the last meeting, where we talked about the global economic trends and the challenges and threats for the IFRS Foundation. So it's really thinking about, are there any of those matters that we now need to be considered on the risks for the foundation that we hadn't thought about before. So again, as I said, the importance, our skills. We did look at this some 4 years ago, so some of you may have been here then. I know I obviously was. But I think the important thing is we think about the risks and the related opportunities. So with that as an introduction, I'm going to hand over to Lee, basically, to give us a briefing before we move into our breakout groups.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Joanna. So Joanna's already covered quite a bit, and I'm working on the presumption you've gone through the slides, so I'm not intending to go into any of those details. Probably to set a little bit of context for you, the nature of the exercise is something that I suspect would be familiar to you, either in your executive roles you've had at different points, or in certain board activities or non-executive roles as well. We're focusing on three particular areas: identification of risk, that old piece speaking as an ex-auditor, the completeness aspect. The second, much more helpful in some ways for us, is around the mitigating actions. Are we thinking as creatively or in the right areas in order to try and minimise the identified risks or the impact of the identified risks? And the third area is sort of broken up into two aspects, and I know these words get sort of blended together, but really around risk appetite and the risk tolerances, both at the organisational level of the foundation and one level down. That's a particularly important part for us at the executive level. If we're really true to understanding our risk appetite and tolerances, it actually helps us make better decisions, because you can understand exactly where you believe your decisions should be landing in light of the context and the information you have. To assist that conversation when you go to the breakout groups, we've provided in the pack a type of range, and you might have seen it on the slide, starting at being very risk averse and working through to opportunity seeker. Consider that when we're looking at the particular areas, because at times a presumption can be made that, you know, it's a appetite of being very risk averse, and therefore all aspects of what an organisation would do, such as the foundation, should all be as one, where great organisations actually are able to start with the appetite and then look more carefully into the different areas to calibrate what the tolerances are for what they should be. So further context, Council, and again, this might be a familiar story to some of you, but as we've come in and started to think about our approach to risk management, we had seen that our documentation had been very, very thorough, perhaps a tad too thorough, And we started to then, through Miriam's leadership, to refresh our approach to risk management. That's been a great exercise for us. We've been not only being able to align closer our thinking to where we really need it to be, rather than necessarily all trying to capture all types of risks, it's allowed us to focus more carefully. But there is limitations to what executives can do in this space, and the limitation comes in where you can help us today is that we're actually on a day-to-day basis living and breathing. And so over time, for no other reason, we won't see certain things. It's just, you know, you're part and parcel of it. And so therefore, in the discussions you have in the meeting, and my colleagues will be there to assist for clarification, we'll be able to tell you what we've done, but importantly, you can bring to the table that fresh set of perspectives, that experience that Joanna referred to in your organisations, and potentially identify something that we haven't seen. So thank you for that in advance. This is an area as well, risk management, that the trustees in the next meeting and going forward on a regular basis will also devote a portion of their time to thinking. Now, some of the heavy lifting will be done through our Audit, Finance and Risk Committee, as you would expect under Larry's leadership. But as well, there's an important part for all of the trustees on a regular basis to consider certain aspects of how we're approaching the identification, the mitigations and the risk appetite as well. So again, I know at this council level, questions arise. Does the activity, does the advice tie into where the trustees are and vice versa? And again, I can certainly say that is the case leading up to our next meeting in October. The earlier session, which was a great session, and thank you regarding our consistent adoption and application, I said to you then it will feature here in this discussion. And when you look through the four main categories of risk that we've identified in the slides, you'll certainly see that that last conversation features heavily. So in some ways, the conversation just before lunch will help you again feature into the discussions today. So please utilise your experience and skills, overlay it with your knowledge already of the foundation and of what the board does. If we can assist in the sessions with a little bit more knowledge, we will. But obviously, this is something where we will get the benefits from your perspectives and experience. So on that note, Joanna, I might pass back to you. It looks like we're a tad early, which is great.
So, yes.
Speaker, that's useful. We are a tad early, so my question is, and as to whether we continue with our 1 hour for this session, and Lee is nodding. Yes. So what I suggest we do then is we continue with our 1 hour for this session. We note that we are 15 minutes early. So instead of being back here at 4:45, I'm going to suggest that we are back here at 4:30, having had your afternoon tea. So effectively an hour out, 15 minutes for a break, and then back in here at 4:30. To start this next session on the update on the trustees and foundation activities. And as I said, you are in different groups. You should have a piece of paper that tells you which groups you are
actually,
in.
Actually, Joanna, I think everyone is in the same group. So there's a different chair. So
all right, apologies. Different. There are different chairs, but they're the same people.
Yeah.
Okay, I just read the first name and decided they were different groups. Okay, so exactly where you were before, but with different chairs. Okay, thank you.